I'm so happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Ulla Peterson. She's founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. It's elder care and hospice for dogs, horses, and poultry. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, May Charlotte.
So we always have you on at this time of the year because you have, at this time of the year, the annual benefit art show in which people get to come down to the sanctuary and not only see these exquisite, wonderful animals, but look at the art, and if they want to go home with some kind of art, a lot of it is actually animal art or related, they can do that too, and all of it goes directly to the care of animals.
Yes, thank you. Yes, this is a wonderful way to support our senior animals and that are in hospice care with us and elder care. And at the same time, you get to meet everybody and you get to look at all the wonderful arts, and we show all around the barns and in the trees. And if it rains, we just tuck in under the barns a little bit. So come anyway. And of course, the dogs will be all milling around and tell you their stories and wagging their tails and big smiles and slobbers. So come and enjoy with the whole family. And of course, there will be also refreshments. We are located on Highway 14 in the Lone Butte area, and there will be signs when you get close and balloons. But this is really a wonderful way to get to know our old folks, as I say, our dogs and horses and poultry, and to see that the wellness care that we practice really leads to, our dogs are very happy and smiling. They're a little gimpy, and some get medication, some need a little help getting up and that sort of thing. But they have a wonderful community, and of course it's all communal, so they don't sit in cages. But of course we have good fencing, that sort of thing.
Yeah, they not only do they not sit in cages, they sit on couches and dog beds and dog chairs. It's a very lovely
and
atmosphere.
And hay bales and so forth, And they get to dig and scratch and sniff and so forth. So,
and I love the variety of dogs there. They really range in, you know, size and breed and mutts. You've got everything.
Yes, they're mostly mutts for sure. As are us folks too, you know.
Yes.
So we don't discriminate.
I am a mutt.
I'm a mutt too. Anyway, our littlest one at this point is 3 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
And that's little Mimi. Actually, we have two, Mimi and Yasmin. Mimi, they're both chihuahuas.
Mimi, very small chihuahuas.
Yeah. Teeny. And Mimi is gaining weight, as is Yasmin. Yasmin is blind and very old, but she is coming to, so to speak. She was really shut down. They were both found in parking lots and that sort of thing, and brought to Kindred Spirits by some angels. And then our biggest one is a big, big Rottweiler boy who joined us just recently, and his name is Onyx. Come meet him. He is just the biggest slap of face. And
and he's like over 100 pounds.
He's 130 pounds.
Good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my size.
It's probably your size. Yeah. It's not mine, but it's yours. And he is just the friendliest, kindest old spirit you can imagine, and would love to meet you too. And
then we have so nice down there. I mean, it must be very green now with all the rain, but even in drought years, you've managed to do some kind of like magical permaculture to where it always feels kind of friendly and moist and green there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and of course, right now it's very green. We have the big trees, so we have lots of shade. We have all kinds of nooks and corners to contemplate life and all these critters and so forth. Here with the rains, it really is lush. And come meet the poultry also. That's our feathered friends. They're all rescued, and they're all so spectacular. And get a sense of their community and how beautiful they are and how interested they are in their lives and their smells and sounds and everything. And then, of course, we have the horses also, the three very old horses.
From the horse shelter.
From the horse shelter, yeah.
Whom we had on recently. They rescue abandoned and neglected horses.
Exactly. And so we all work together. We work all our local rescues, be it the animal shelter or other rescue organizations, the horse shelter and so forth. We all work together. And it's for the animals that we can make the best for them. So these three old horses are aging. They get pain medication from past injuries, and we give them very good care that, you know, in smaller numbers that we can do. And so come meet them too. There's Ginger, there's Jack, and there's Moon Spirit.
I have to say, the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is kind of like the animal shelter version of a spiritual center to me. It's a place where when you go there, you slow down, you think differently, you go into, sometimes, I mean, you know, contemplative mode. Yeah. You feel the love, basically, is what it boils down to.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and we, so on this special occasion here, this is our big summer fundraiser. I want to really put out a huge big thank you to all the wonderful artists who have donated of their so unique and spectacular artwork of many different kinds for the animals, and it's all donated. So however way you can support us, come visit, buy the art. It's all for the animals, every penny.
Now, you're also looking for volunteers.
Yes. We're still short of a couple of volunteers. If there's any way you can help us, give me a call as quickly as you can, because I would have to get you oriented a little bit. And we need volunteers from 9 to 4:30 that day.
On Saturday.
That's
which
on
is
Saturday, the 9th of
the
August.
The 9th of August, so a couple days from
now. Yeah. But I would need to get you oriented first. So please call me at 471-5366.
And we will give that number again at the end of the show, 471-5366.
Yes.
One of the things that's interesting about the way you guys work is you never use the term pet owner.
Right. Because that's kind of such a, I don't really know what that means, first of all. To me, it doesn't really mean anything specific, because what do we own anyway? So it's a big philosophical question we will leave out right now. But I don't think for sure that we own any animals or each other. We are the caregivers, the stewards, and manage their lives and make sure the bills get paid and that they are healthy and happy and so forth. But owning them, I would shy away from. If anything, they own me.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes I look at my little white terrier whose name is Milk and say, Milk, I own you. And he looks back at me and is like, yeah.
Yeah, what? What do you mean?
He's like, that's what you think.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who decides when we go for a walk and
right.
all that
you
kind of
stuff.
You
pay the bills and he makes the decisions.
Right. Up to a point.
And you work it out.
So the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary Annual Benefit Art Show is this Saturday from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. If anybody wants to volunteer, they should probably call in a few minutes, 471-5366. Somebody will be there to answer the phone if you want to volunteer for that, or if you want to volunteer in general. I'm sure you need volunteers the
yes.
whole year round.
Yes, we do. We do, for many different areas.
And Ulla Peterson is founder and director of this wonderful place. They're also on the web at kindredspiritsnm.org. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for being a voice for the animals.